Hello and welcome. You're watching the weekend edition of Left, Right and Center. I'm Osama Shah. A cinematic storm is brewing as the makers of Empuran cave to pressure, announcing voluntary cuts to the film amidst a mild storm of criticism. The movie's depiction of sensitive historical events has ignited a fierce debate, with the BJP and the RSS launching a scathing attack on the film's filmmakers' alleged anti-Hindu narrative. Meanwhile, the Kerala Chief Minister and the Congress, they have rallied to its defense. Actor Mohanlal, he has attempted to douse the flames with a public apology, acknowledging the responsibility of artists to avoid inciting hatred. But the criticism continues to pour in, with former Infosys CFO Mohandas Pai branding the film a big propaganda film, as he put it. At the eye of the storm is a contentious reference to the Godhra riots, sparking a national conversation on creative freedom, historical accuracy, and the boundaries of artistic expression. But the big question is it just political pressure or proxy censorship? Today, we delve into the controversy surrounding the movie Empuran and its voluntary cuts. From allegations of distorting truth to promoting anti-Hindu narrative, we'll try and examine the heated debate between the left and the right, and we'll also try and find the center of this controversy. But first, let's listen in to what the former Union Minister, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, had to say on this entire controversy.
So we are seeing a political row that has erupted over the movie L2 Empuran. Many of the Congress leaders have said that the BJP is growing intolerant of the movie. What do you have to say about that?
We have never said anything about the movie, excepting to say a movie is a movie and it is the right of everybody to watch the movie and like it or dislike it. That has been the party's position from day one. It is the makers of the movie that have chosen now to, on their own, chosen to edit the movie because they must have received feedback that there are parts of the movie that are not correct or objectionable. But I maintain from day one, because I have watched the earlier version of L2, which is called Lucifer. I love the movie. I'm a big fan of Mohanlal. I have great respect for him as a person who's also served in the army. And therefore, I said that, look, I look forward to seeing the movie. But obviously now it is clear that they, since they themselves are editing the movie and cutting it, that there are some things that are wrong with the movie. So I have said today that, look, I have no more interest in watching the movie, and I'm a little disappointed that such a movie was made.
Well, there is a lot to talk about, and to have this discussion, I'm currently joined by Mr. Girish Vankhede, a film trade analyst. I also have L. Ravichandar, a film critic. Mr. Ravichandar, let me start by asking you, you know, cinema is a reflection of society, and this is a cliche that we have heard so many times, but every time there is a new movie which has a political undertone, there is some sort of back and forth as to what is real and what is the correct depiction and what is the truth and whose truth is more true. You know, it most often than not, it feels futile. What is your opinion on Empuran, the movie, and the controversy it has created?
Three things. First, it's not every time. It's more recent. Don't forget, we as a polity have sat and watched a master classic like M.S. Sathya's Garam Hawa. It dealt with partition. I don't think there is a greater tragedy that has visited this country than partition. Sathya made a very vivisecting film of partition, and we all sat and watched it like cinema is watched. Now, is Empuran a good movie, a bad movie? Undoubtedly, it's a bad movie. 3 hours of bloody, purposeless violence. It's a huge disappointment, coming as it does from Mohanlal and Prithviraj Sukumaran. Thirdly, is there a political agenda? It's obvious that there's a political agenda on the part of those who seem to be so. They think 3 hours of cinema is going to affect the history of this country. Then the history of this country is on very loose soil. How is it that we keep tolerant when a film like Kashmir Files comes? Was that historically accurate? Was Article 371B accurate? Was the film on emergency accurate? How is it that we pick and choose accuracy in our cinema? And who's telling you that these are historically accurate stories? These are artistic statements being made by a filmmaker. It's his face, it's his choice. This nation watched Da Vinci Code, didn't we?
Yeah.
Why is it they're becoming so sensitive to all this? Are we so lacking in confidence in our own rich culture, tradition, history? I wonder.
Absolutely. In fact, I beg to differ just a little bit from you, because you said that this is a recent phenomenon. I feel it's not exactly a recent phenomenon. You had examples of a film like Andhi, which was made during emergency and scenes were cut referring to Indira Gandhi at that point of time. Then when you look at the recent films, you know, there was Padmavat, there was Chava, there's Kangana Ranaut's Emergency, and now Empuran. Mr. Wankhede, how do you draw the line between artistic expression and political propaganda, and who gets to enforce this?
Firstly, there should be always a very clarity from the filmmakers or the creative guys who are going to make this film. When a film like Empuran, which is mounted on 180 crore of budget, they will never will take risk with the narrative which will be politically, ideologically inclined. They will always try to make a purely business-oriented film where they will think about the box office success rather than taking any risk. Now that even when Mohanlal sir has apologized and has been accepted to have 17 cuts, it is all because of the mounting of the film, the budget of the film, and the box office success of the film. Most of the time when the artists make the film, they have their creative freedom, but mostly the political ideologist or the activist, they read between the lines, and that reading becomes too convenient to themselves. So in that context, they start protesting against the film. But mostly when the filmmakers make a film, they're clear with their only one agenda, and that is to make a political correct film, or to make a blockbuster or a potential successful film, rather than getting into the political controversy. So in this context, they have not done anything which has the narrative which is anti-BJP or anti-RSS. It's a pure entertainment film. But on the context, if the political activist or various organizations are reading too much between the lines, it is their own perception and their own interpretation.
Mr. Ravichandar, are the critics reading too much between the lines, people who are protesting there?
Oh, yes, they are. They are. And now let me tell you three things. Okay, firstly, let's understand distortion is the right of a filmmaker. Let's begin there.
Okay.
Voltaire said, Rousseau, he said, I don't care what you're saying. You're right to say. Democracy is not about being right. Democracy is about the right to be wrong. The Lucifer 2 or Empuran, as it's called in the Malayalam version, is not a history lesson for the followers of history. Let's get this clear. If it's not a lesson, if it's a work of fiction, there can be a slant, there can be a distortion. That is within the sphere of the artist. But Mohanlal is correcting it, as the Honorable Ex-Minister said. Does it admit to that there are mistakes? No. It admits to the need for a business call. Do not forget, when they spend hundreds of crores to make a film of this grandeur, they are soft targets. They don't have a choice. They want as many footfalls in the theater, and therefore they are willing to make compromises with the demand of the situation. That they make compromises with art, with culture, with sensitivity, and all that, is screaming large in this theater.
Yeah. I also want to understand, talk about the artistic intent here. Mr. Ravichandar, how do you interpret the filmmaker's decision to weave the Gujarat riots into Empuran? And is this a legitimate artistic choice or a deliberate provocation dressed as entertainment? What is it according to you?
I would not even look at it from that angle, because I'm giving him more than what he deserves by looking at it from that angle.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's taking a nearby political scenario. He's taking a nearby political scenario. After all, stories do not spring from vacuums. Therefore, he takes a nearby story. He's taking a stance in that story. Now, let's look at it the other way. Suppose another community was at the receiving end, and the majority community was at the receiving end. The minority community was doing something else. The whole glass door swifts to the other side of the story. So this is not about appeasing one or appeasing the other. I agree that artistically, the first half hour, 40 minutes of the movie has nothing to do with the drug cartel story that the film is really dealing with.
Yeah. So
I would have locked in barrel, if not for political reasons, for artistic reasons, chopped off, I have no problem. But my problem is when the guy on the street says this is distortion of history, how many, I really want these guys who think it's a distortion of history to take a simple history examination, pass it at 45-50% and then talk about all this. This is a new fig leaf we are wearing under our liberties about our great culture and tradition.
Wonderful. Mr. Bankhede, you know, the BJP and the RSS, they have expressed disappointment with Empuran and they have vowed not to watch it. Yet the Kerala BJP claims that it's not campaigning against the film. We heard Mr. Rajiv Chandrasekhar there. Is this a subtle signal to the filmmakers about what acceptable narratives are?
They had been doing it for several years now. Always political parties, they signal it. They tell it. They are very clear about their agendas early from the days of Andi, as you said, to Padmavat, to Chhava. But it is always the responsibility of the filmmaker to serve it right, to make an honest film. And I always feel that artists have all the virtue and freedom to do that. And they do it categorically in all the contexts by only keeping one thing in mind, and that is box office success. So they never burst to any Malayalam film with a budget of 180 crore. It is one of the biggest films of Malayalam, and then also it is in the league of KGF and RRR, which is going to be one of the biggest opening film and one of the biggest blockbuster of recent times. How can such a highly budgeted, mounted film will adhere to some political ideology only to be, detached by some political activists? No, they will never take any decision or a risk like this. It is always the other side of the people who are too much touchy now, too much overthinking about the artistic inclinations. I don't think. See, Prithviraj Sukumaran, who is the director, he has been vocal about his ideologies. Mohanlal sir has always been respected. And yeah, such people of the great stature, they will never do mistake. And that too when they are in the business. If they have to say something, they will use any other platform. Why will they make a film of 180 crores only to push their own ideology? It is so insane.
True. On the other hand, Mr. Ravichander, the Congress, they have defended Empuran as an exercise in free speech. But, Congress hasn't really been very clean about this. The party has not supported films that have been critical of the Congress in the past. When you look at this particular incident, is this defense principled or opportunistic given the BJP's opposition to the movie?
Without a minute thought, actually it's a no-brainer. It's opportunistic.
Yeah.
While I completely disagree with forces that oppose the movie, those who are trying to make hay while the sun shines are obviously being opportunistic. You took the example of Mrs. Gandhi during the times of the emergency, Andi, Gulzar. Yeah. Though the film was not based on Mrs. Gandhi's life at all. And what kind of scenes were sort to be removed? A scene where she was seen smoking in a hotel, like the scene where she was having liquor. These are the kind of scenes that they thought were bad. So please, no, I'm not supporting any political party. That's not my brief. My brief and my theory is, bad film, good film, I don't care. The right to make a bad film. The right to make a film with distortions are plenty is the artist's right. And if we keep tinkering with it, directly or indirectly, I'd like the BJP or the other political parties, which are saying they are not supporting the protest, to stand out and say, I will go and see the movie. I don't agree with the movie. I agree with the right of the man to make such a movie, and therefore I'll go and see it. That will be the day when maturity will come to our freedom, and maturity will happen to our democracy.
Well, whether we agree or don't agree, whether we like the movie or don't like the movie, what I can guarantee you is that there is going to be a conversation. There is going to be a political back and forth on movies like this or any sort of artistic piece of art that has any sort of political undertone to it. And at this particular time, the question is, how should cinema balance historical complexity with narrative focus? Well, that is something that we'll keep discussing later. Thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of this. Yes, please go ahead, sir.
I said thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of this conversation.